You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some things just should never change. I don't think things always have to be improved. I don't think they always have to be newer and better. And well, I guess Monopoly may actually change its little tokens to, I guess, get with the times. I mean, no more classic dog. What about the thimble? I guess the new token would be a diamond ring, a guitar, a toy robot, a cat, or a helicopter. We don't need a cat. I have three cats. I have two dogs. I don't need to see any more animals on my Monopoly game. Remember the little silver Scotty dog? And then you have the race car. I mean, these are classic things. They say the fate of eight beloved tokens are in the hands of its players, and fans are being asked to, I guess, a vote. Hasbro Gaming, the makers of Monopoly, has announced plans to remove one of the cherished pieces, which will change the family game forever. I'm looking at the new helicopter piece and the ring piece. I mean, they're cute and everything, but then call it new Monopoly. Okay, if Monopoly wants to have all these new Pac-Man looking, robotic, video game looking type of little pieces, well then fine. Call it then new Monopoly. But classic Monopoly should have the little baby thimble and the 1950s sports car. I mean, that's what's so cool. It's, why would they do that? All right. They say it is up to the public to make sure that their favorite piece passes go and doesn't get sent to jail. Now, you know what? Okay, if you want to change anything, though, I mean, if you want to fix anything on Monopoly, it's that guy, the man who looks like he's from the 19-teens, right? The man that, you know, he's kind of overweight with a big long mustache. And, you know, anytime I have to go into community chest or chance, I always get something where I have to pay income tax. Oh, if you want to change anything, oh my gosh, if you want to update Monopoly and you want to make Monopoly of the times, then change the income tax to probably 200% higher than it is. And then probably have squares on there saying tax the rich, or your community chest card is pay your fair share. I mean, Occupy protest, two moves down. Join the Occupy protest. I mean, that's what I would probably recommend. I mean, if you're going to do a modern Monopoly, then you're going to have to change it all. Pasco, $200 can't buy you jack diddly squat. Or Pasco, get your $200, but then you got to give the government 40% of it because they think that's your fair share. Let's be realistic here. All right. The wheelbarrow. I don't remember the wheelbarrow. Maybe we lost it. The shoe. I always liked the shoe. I don't know why I liked the shoe. I thought the shoe was cool. It was kind of easy to, hold. So I guess the iron, race car, thimble, shoe, top hat, battleship were among the original set introduced back in 1935. The game of Monopoly was actually invented by Charles Darrow. Okay, his young nieces suggested he use the metal charms from charm bracelets as pieces in the game. Parker Brothers liked the idea, made these die-cast tokens. They started manufacturing and selling the Monopoly game in 1935. So they had the iron, the race car, the thimble, the shoe, the top hat, the battleship were among the initial set. The battleship was cool. Scotty Dog and Wheelbarrow didn't come until the 1950s. And that's where you get the eight tokens. They say later this year, the classic token with the least votes will be removed from the game and replaced with the token that received the most votes. Now, okay, I know what they're doing. Okay, I understand what Hasbro's doing. I mean, we're talking about Monopoly right now on national air. People are going to be so excited. You know, they're going to want to play Monopoly. They're going to want to feel those pieces in their hands. So they're going to run and want to play. But, okay, so Hasbro is going to make a special classic Monopoly Golden Token Edition that will include gold-colored versions of all 8 tokens plus the 5 new tokens. Not the same. I used to bite the car because it was one of the longest pieces. So I used to sit there and be so nervous about somebody, you know, landing on a property that I wanted to buy that I would be sitting there chewing on the car. So our car had tooth marks. Really don't mess with it. Okay, so let me see if there's any cool story. Okay, in 1943, because remember the metal pieces were, just some quick history here. Okay, the metal pieces reflected familiar items in 1930s America. An iron, a purse, a lantern, a race car, thimble, shoe, top hat, battleship, cannon, and rocking horse. In 1943, when there was a metal shortage during World War II, wooden tokens had to be substituted. At the end of the war in 1945, metal tokens were brought back. 1950s, there was an addition of 3 more tokens, the Scotty Dog, wheelbarrow, and a horse and rider. Apparently a horse and rider replaced the lantern, purse, and the rocking horse. And then from there, you know, like I said, they're thinking about a cat, diamond ring, guitar, etc. You want to know what game I'm having trouble playing nowadays because it was upgraded and updated? Risk. Risk was very easy to play back in the 70s and 80s. Right? Because, you know, the Berlin Wall was still up. Now the Berlin Wall, you know, has been brought down, and thankfully so. But there's all these new countries. I can't even play Risk because I don't identify a lot of the countries. But I gotta tell you, Risk taught me so much geography. Where Madagascar was, Kamchatka, you always wanted Kamchatka, remember? Because Kamchatka allowed you to attack Asia and North America. So you always wanted to get Kamchatka. Greenland was nice because when I had all my little Risk bits, Greenland was nice and big and I could attack Europe. Iceland was extremely important to have. Remember, you needed Iceland, and I would always take South America. I would take South America over in Australia, but my sister would always win Europe and Asia, that witch, and I would always lose to her. But she was 6 years older. I love my sister. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you are probably horrified to hear of this father of, I believe, two, who died when he was zorbing. Now, zorbing is this adventure sport that came out, I believe, in New Zealand in the 1990s, where you are in a ball, and I guess you tumble down a slope. And unfortunately, Denis Burakov, 27 years old, died after he and his friend Vladimir Sherbov, 33 years old, paid to roll together in the Zorb down an unfenced snow slope at a ski resort in the Karachayevko, Cherkessia region of North Caucasus. Okay, not too bad. I got through that okay without being able to speak Russian. Da. They said, we have launched a criminal case into causing death through providing unsafe services, according to the Regional Investigative Committee. The charge would carry a maximum prison sentence of 6 years. Now, they detained a local man, 25-year-old Ravil Chekhanov, who was one of the ride's organizers, and are questioning him now. So this is one of these extreme sports. Remember, I think it came out a little bit after bungee jumping, where participants roll down slopes strapped inside large transparent plastic balls. Deaths are rare. But from what I understand, on January 3rd, the Zorb veered off a snowy track down a 3,000-meter high Musa Akitaro peak and rolled into a gorge, continuing for around a kilometer before stopping on a frozen lake. As a result of the fall, Burakov died of his injuries. Sherbov was hospitalized with serious injuries. Burakov had suffered injuries from his spine, heart, lungs, and brain. And from what I understand, he was a father of two. I mean, you know, this is just, this is crazy. People think things are safe. And rolling down a mountain, even in something plastic, I would not say is a good idea. All right, but, you know, people think it's safe, they think it's fun, they've seen it done, and nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. But, I mean, just horrible. Something like this to kill somebody, just horrifying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is very, very spooky. A mother almost died because her unborn baby's fingernail passed into her bloodstream during birth. Now, she was carrying twins. She's okay from what I understand. Amelia and Ava. They were twins. They were born 5 weeks premature. And Mother Angela Codum apparently thinks that a fingernail from the baby or hair from one of them passed into her bloodstream. It caused her to have internal bleeding and her lungs collapsed. She's a school teacher. She needed, she was in a coma. She needed multiple transfusions, I think 22. They were told that she may not make it. And apparently, this affects 1 in 80,000 births. Now, can nails loosen off? I mean, I remember my kids, you know, when they were babies, yeah, their nails, they were paper thin, but little pieces could break off. But for it to get into her bloodstream, I've never heard of that. That is crazy, but scary. So, from what I understand, that she is alive, she's talking, she goes, I feel so lucky to be here and really blessed that both girls are with us because it could have been so different. But that's just one of those strange things where you're like, whoa. All right, now, another thing that's making me go, really, whoa? Remember the Massachusetts compounding pharmacy linked to the meningitis outbreak that caused or is being blamed for 39 deaths and hundreds of illnesses because of a contaminant coming into the steroid that was used in multiple different epidural procedures? Well, the Massachusetts compounding pharmacy is now blaming who? The cleaning company. Boston Globe reports that attorneys for New England Compounding Center sent a letter to UniFirst Corp demanding that it take legal responsibility for claims against the pharmacy. UniFirst acknowledged that a subsidiary did help clean portions of the pharmacy's cleanroom facility in Framingham, but maintained its cleaning services were limited and it was not responsible for the contaminated drugs. A spokesperson said these are unfounded and without merit. Federal investigators had found widespread evidence of mold and other contamination when they scrutinized the pharmacy in October. UniFirst received the letter last week and disclosed it in a filing Thursday with the SEC. So, when you start to go down, you start to take people with you. Really, the cleaning lady. I'm going to take the cleaning lady with me. You know, what I want to know is how do these clean rooms do get cleaned? Who cleans the clean rooms? All right, from what I understand, you have something called a clean room, and that's where most of the compounding occurs. It has to be a very, very sterile environment. Who cleans that? How do they do that? Obviously, you don't walk into the room and everything's sterile. You use a hood, and you put your arms in, and you use a hood, etc. So, I could see where they could blame. If there is mold, I could see that. I mean, think about it. I mean, if there's mold, and they're hiring a company to keep it clean, and the company's not doing their job, and there was a contaminant, I can understand that. But you see, what you're supposed to be doing is you're always supposed to be doing QA. You're always supposed to be doing audits. You're always supposed to be checking. You know, I make sure everything is autoclaved. I make sure we do our controls in our office. I don't want one day to slip by where something's not being done. And so, it's still their responsibility. It's just, I'm very interested to know, is the cleaning crew the ones that we're supposed to clean out the faucets and be very thorough? And is that why there's mold? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some of you think to yourselves, well, man, if I had to work in a lab, that would be boring. I'd be daydreaming. Well, a study came out today saying if you do daydream, it's okay because it will boost your creativity. They say allowing the mind to wander in the workplace could prove beneficial. Daydreaming allows lateral thinking, and it could assist with problem solving. You see, I can't daydream when I'm on air. If I sit here and daydream, I mean, it would be like this. You'd be like, where's Dr. Dahlia? Like, oh, really? Huh? Well, I was just thinking about something. So you can't daydream. I call these jobs, you always have to be on. Even when you're a doctor, I mean, I can't sit there and daydream. You're always on. You're always thinking, you're always in a rush seeing patients. But I got to tell you, when I used to work for the EPA, and I was working in the lab, you know, you could kind of sing to yourself. You could, well, I can't whistle, but in theory, if I was able to whistle, you could whistle. I can't whistle. I really can't. My sister can whistle. My brother. And now I fake the sound. I go, you know, I pretend to whistle, but I can't whistle. I've never been able to whistle, and I need to, because sometimes my kids don't listen to me, and I really want to get one of those real loud whistles that, you know, mom and dad used to have that used to scare you. I just can't whistle. It's just something that I can't do. Remember that for the pop quiz. Anyway, so they say boring meetings may serve a useful purpose because your mind wanders. When your mind wanders, you get to be more creative. Two studies carried out by researchers at the University of Central Lancashire suggested daydreaming and work time could boost your brain's creativity and even help the business. Oh, no way. No way. Senior psychology lecturer Dr. Sandy Mann said there is a stigma attached to boredom. Parents are always worried about the kids being bored, but it gives your mind a chance to wander. Now, that I'll agree, okay? I notice that my kids, they get all nervous if there's nothing to do. Well, what do? I go, just kick back, right? You know, watch the birds, watch the wind, watch the rain if we ever get any, watch the fire, and just kind of think. You know, thinking. I love just sitting there and thinking. I never get time to do it. Now, do I think that should be done in the workplace? Oh, hell no. Oh, my gosh. If any of my staff stop to daydream, I mean, you know, we have patients at risk. No way. I mean, we need to be on and we need to be functioning. And you need to pay attention. The last thing you want to do is x-ray somebody twice, not run a pregnancy test when they need one. So, unfortunately, you need to be thinking. So, if you're in one of those jobs where it's not a creative type job, you know, yeah, but, you know, creative type job, well, maybe, you know, being able to sit. The problem is, I mean, when I used to daydream, I didn't daydream about work. I daydreamed about my boyfriend at the time. I don't really remember who they were, but, you know, various different times, various different months, very different seasons, we had different boyfriends. And I would be daydreaming about that. So there was no way I was, you know, being creative or tapping in on my left hemisphere of my brain. And then when you kind of come out of it, you're like, oh, don't, what was I doing? So no. All right, but anyway, they looked at 40 people were asked to carry out a boring task in which they copied numbers out of a telephone directory for 15 minutes. Then they were asked to complete another task, which asked them to come up with different uses for a pair of styrofoam cups, giving them a chance to display their creativity. It turned out the 40 people who had first copied the telephone numbers were more creative than the control group who had just been asked to come up with uses for the cups. So another study with the 30 people copying out the numbers as before, but also included a second group of people reading rather than writing them down. Again, the researchers found that the control group who just was asked to do something with these cups rather than having a task beforehand were less creative. All right. So I guess when you're doing monotonous tasks, you'll be able to think more. Maybe I should do that. You know, maybe my show would be more creative if I daydreamed in the middle of it. All right, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. We are leaving in June. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. It's one of my favorite trips to go on. Alaska is exquisite. If you're able to go this year, please hurry because cabins are fleeing as we speak. From what I understand, the ship is booked, but we still have a block of rooms saved, but they are selling out pretty quickly. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. While you're there, please sign into the guest book. Would love to see where you guys are listening from and who you are out there. All right, so this was kind of interesting, and I'm not sure if I like it. There is a stomach pump that's supposed to suck the food straight out of your stomach so you can eat all that you want without digesting it. From what I understand, this system works by sucking 30% of the food out of the stomach before it's digested. Kind of sounds a little bulimic to me, right? You have the food in your stomach, then you vomit so the food doesn't digest. And then, of course, the acid hurts your teeth, it hurts your fingers, you have bite marks on your fingers. You still gain weight. Bulimics usually are still heavy, even though they purge, whereas an anorexic is usually skinny. Anorexia, these are people that just don't want to eat. All right, whether they're hungry or not, they just don't eat. And psychologically, they have that control over their body. A bulimic patient still gives into cravings. They'll eat what they want, but then they'll try to purge. They'll try to take laxatives. They'll try to vomit it. And I guess this is an invention that they believe is going to be at the forefront of weight loss. But to me, it's kind of a little bulimic in nature. Basically, they say it has been tried on 24 obese patients, and it allowed them to lose 49% of excess body weight. All right? Again, the reason why I have an issue with this, okay, is because going back a step, when I was talking about how bulimic patients still are usually overweight, despite all their purging, is because nobody is fixing the mindset. Remember, with the anorexics, psychologically, anorexic patients, they don't want to eat. So they are putting the food in their mouth and they're starving themselves. A bulimic patient will eat. They'll eat, they'll gorge, they'll eat the wrong types of foods, but then they'll purge so they hopefully don't absorb all the food. Even though we know a lot of the sugar digestion occurs pretty rapidly in the mouth many times. So a lot of the bulimics, since you're not stopping their mode of thinking, they end up still gaining weight anyway. So I don't know if somebody walking around with a stomach pump with a tube inserted in their abdomen is going to give them long-lasting weight control. It's called the Segway. It's a two-wheeled self-balancing... I'm sorry. I guess the creator also invented the Segway, which is a two-wheeled self-balancing personal transport. Okay, well, let me go down and talk about this. I don't want to give this guy props yet until I know what else is going on. It's called the Aspire Assist Aspiration Therapy System, or AAATASA. It works by reducing the calories absorbed by the body. After eating, of course, food travels from the mouth to the esophagus to the stomach immediately. Then the stomach starts to break it down. Then it passes food to the intestines where calories are absorbed. Like I said, even though we do have sugar absorption, that does occur in the mouth. They say the Aspire Assist allows patients to remove about 30% of the food from the stomach before the calories are absorbed into the body. Hence, can stop and treat obesity. But some people think that this is a little barbaric. They think it's a little disgusting. They think it's going to be a quick fix for people who are quote-unquote lazy. It seems like they're trying to come up with a quick fix for lazy people. It is far better to eat properly, she says, and in the correct amounts, according to Tam Fry, trustee of the National Obesity Forum, he said. I'm sorry. This is my issue. If we're going to go through any sort of weight loss program, it has to be permanent. And it has to be something you could do long term, which is, again, why I'm a huge fan of, you know, Weight Watchers, because, again, they teach you how to, you know, deal with your food and assign points to the food and know how to do give and take and store up the points and as well as exercise, etc. When gastric band surgery came out in the 90s, no, not gastric band, gastric bypass surgery, it started to become big in the 90s. I think it was tested in the 80s, but I remember when I was in training in the 90s, very few doctors did it. And I mean, it worked. It worked. Okay? Bypassing parts of the stomach and the intestine, making the stomach smaller. But it was a very severe type of surgery. People lost weight quickly. I noticed a couple of them, when young people would come down with cancer, and you just kind of wondered, did the weight loss cause such a shock to the body? You know, what happened here? But it was effective for weight loss, and it's a permanent. Well, some people were a little afraid. They were a little concerned at the permanence of the weight loss from a gastric bypass. So they came out with the lap band. And the lap band, I mean, there were other things in between, but the lap band came out, and it has been extremely popular because of its reversibility. You could put the little band around the stomach, tighten it. Now, somebody could say, well, why would the lap band be so successful if, again, it's an operation, and it may not be teaching people good food intake and diet plans? Well, it does. You know, from what I see, the doctors that are performing the lap band in my city, they have these patients go through counseling. They see dietitians. These people have to eat small portions. And I've even known people to get the lap band removed, and they'll still stick to their small portions. I mean, after a few years of doing that, hopefully it becomes habit. So, you know, if the doctor or the surgeon is doing, you know, lap band surgery, and he has that type of counseling and post-counseling, I think patients will at least be trained mentally. Maybe not enough for lifetime, but it's enough for me to convince me that that's a good way to go. Then they came out with the gastric sleeve. The gastric sleeve is where you remove the part of the stomach that's really not attached to the esophagus or the intestine. It's just kind of an extra part of the stomach, which from what I also understand is kind of has more of the appetite sensors. And so removing that, these people lose weight beautifully. It's permanent, but then again, it doesn't affect your absorption in your intestine because it didn't touch the intestine surgically, didn't touch the esophagus. So we aren't as concerned about B12, and we aren't as concerned about vitamin loss because, again, everything else is there. It was just the extra pouch of the stomach that was removed. And the gastric sleeve has done very well for people that are extremely obese. And then they have less appetite, and then hopefully they eat less. Now, again, gastric sleeve has been around, what, 12 years, but done mostly in the last few? I'm not exactly sure about that. I'd have to look that up. But we knew about the gastric sleeve. It just wasn't done, you know, as often as the other surgeries. And it sounds phenomenal. My patients seem to be doing very, very well. So now, I mean, having a pump, you know, put in the stomach where it just sucks out the food you eat, I understand why a scientist would come up with that. I mean, I get that. You know, it's just another way to lose weight and, you know, decrease the calories coming in. But my problem with that is, you know, it's still allowing people to gorge. And they think that they could then just, you know, attach the tube that attaches to the stomach. I mean, you wonder about the safety issues with that. But, you know, the other problem, too, is I think the body always gets used to things. You know, after a while, the body just acclimates. You know, we were talking about in the first hour how one of the researchers who actually discovered the structure of DNA had said, let's hold off with these antioxidants that we're taking, because the antioxidants fighting free radicals that we thought would help fight cancer could actually be causing people to have cancer or preventing them from having these cancers that are end stage, or not end stage, but farther stage, be treated. They said maybe all these free radicals that we've been thinking about this whole time actually are good for you. And that's why the body makes them. You know, sometimes you just wonder if there's something in nature, should we let it happen? We were talking about how free radicals may be responsible for your skin's defense system with the sun. And even though, yes, free radicals can cause cancer, does the free radical system that our body have, was it put there for a reason? So that the body's immune system kicks in to fight cancer. So it's kind of an interesting theory where he said we may want to cut back on taking in these vitamin C's and A's in pill form. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess hybrid and electric car makers are now being asked not only to put some sort of insignia on or some sort of awareness on their vehicle so that first responders don't get electrocuted like we had talked about previously on the show, but to maybe turn up the volume because these quiet vehicles are posing as a threat to pedestrians. They think if you make hybrid and electric cars a little more noisy, it could hopefully prevent up to 2,800 injuries a year. Apparently, these electric cars aren't as noisy as the sputters and the putters that we all used to grow up around and hear coming down the road. And so we would get out of the way. We could hear a car, just even a hum, and no. But apparently these electric cars and hybrid cars, because of their efficiency, don't make a lot of noise. They say hybrid cars and trucks normally rely on electric motors at low speed, with their noisier petrol and diesel engines only kicking in at about 18 miles an hour. In a statement, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it feared the vehicles don't make enough noise at low speeds to warn walkers, bicyclists, and the visually impaired. The new rule would require the cars to make additional noise at speeds under 18 miles an hour. I don't know what noise is. I mean, who knows what noise is as it goes down the street. The NHTSA says the cars make enough noise to be heard at higher speeds, so they just have to worry about the 18 miles an hour. So many of us driving in school zones or coming near school zones or driving in neighborhoods apparently aren't making enough noise, and that's when the kids are running around playing. Cars are too quiet. They say automakers would have to pick the sounds that the cars make from a range of choices, but the sounds would need to meet certain minimum requirements. No burping, no farting, no snorting. Similar vehicles would have to make the same sounds, and the government says pedestrians must be able to hear the sounds over background noises. They have 60 days to comment on the proposed rule. The agency will use public input to craft a final rule. NHTSA estimates that the new noise regulations could prevent almost 3,000 pedestrian and cyclist injuries during the life of each model year of these electric cars, vans, hybrids, etc. The rule is required by the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act that was passed by Congress in 2010. So that's how they're going to work this. You know what? I mean, this is one regulation that I actually agree with. I mean, you have, and I know many of you people get mad when I, you know, agree. It's one of you got mad because I agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sorry. But honestly, I don't think kindergarten cop causes gun violence in schools. So, well, I mean, I guess it could in theory, but I had to agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger on that one. So I know you all get mad, but whenever I agree with anything that seems to be a little bit more on the left, but I got to be honest. I mean, these kids, I always relied on hearing something. You know, when you hear a car turn, cars had sounds, and you, now if these cars are sneaking up on you, that could be some pretty scary stuff. So I'll agree with that one. All right, here we go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So apparently research claims that ginseng could be a natural Viagra. And researchers have found that it actually, this was a South Korean study, found men with erectile dysfunction had improved performance after taking ginseng tablets for only a few weeks. Now, other studies have suggested that it could maybe tackle impotence, but, you know, the studies were only conducted in mice. This, I believe, was the first study that included actual humans. They looked at 100 men who had been diagnosed with erection problems. Impotence, of course, affects usually 1 in 10 people. I think more. I think that number is more because anybody with diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease will usually start to show signs of it. Also, many people may not be trying, you know, as much. Wife's not interested in sex anymore. You know, there's too many controls on the computer, so they can't just go online and have a self session. So I think it's a very underdiagnosed problem. I think more men have erectile dysfunction or impotence than we think. Now, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, of course, when that came out, it revolutionized treatment. And I think they were lifesavers because Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra brought the man into the doctor's office. Women usually went to doctor's offices. Men rarely went. And now men were coming in because they wanted their Viagra. We needed to make sure their heart was stable, etc. And then we would find that they would have coronary artery disease and it would save their lives. Other options for impotence could be injections into the penis or pumps. There was an erectic aid that was kind of like, you know, one of the Austin Powers Swedish pumps that people used to joke about, but it was effective. It actually used a suctioning motion, vacuum type plastic type of a, I guess, type of motion to help with erection, to bring blood flow in. That showed some efficacy, but nothing really long-term. And, you know, keep in mind, Viagra and Cialis and Levitra are still expensive. Most insurances still aren't covering it to the degree that we need it to. So if ginseng can be used, you know, and they did find that it did help after 8 weeks, who knows? That could be a nice substitute. So we'll definitely look at that. We have a story that's been widespread today, although I swear we covered something extremely similar a couple months ago. If it wasn't the same company, it's a different company. But they believe that they could package bread and keep it mold-free for 60 days using a microwave zapping type technology. MicroZap Inc., basically was able to tackle three different types of mold on bread after a microwave session of 10 seconds. It killed the mold spores, and they said it was able to allow bread to not be moldy up to 60 days. Now, of course, you know, it doesn't do much for the freshness or the taste, but if this type of technology allows a loaf of bread to be mold-free for 60 days. Now we have a two-month shelf life on a loaf of bread, where usually we only have about a week to 10 days on it, depending on where you live and how you store it. So this could help fight food hunger, you know, world hunger. This could help decrease the need for all these extra preservatives and ingredients to mask the preserve, you know, that can, you know, cover the preservative's flavor, etc. So it's kind of interesting, you know, the microwave, micro-zap technique to zap fungal spores. Now, peanut allergies. And for those who are joining us, I'm trying to get to as much medical news as possible before we end today. Apparently, they think there's a way where they could help peanut allergy sufferers get over their potentially deadly anaphylactic shock that could occur if they get any sort of peanut into their system. Now, from what we understand, some of us that are allergic to peanuts, maybe we'll just have some, you know, tongue tingling. Some of us may get some watery eyes, very rarely rashes, but some people go into anaphylactic shock and die. So what they've done is some sublingual treatments where you hold a tiny dose under the tongue. Very similar in idea and ideology to what vaccines do or homeopathy does or allergy shots do, where they give you a little bit of what you're actually allergic to and have your body produce a tolerance. So basically that's what they're trying. They're giving patients doses of the peanuts in gradually increasing amounts to desensitize them. Of course, it has to be carried out under extremely strict conditions. We believe 1 in 100 people, so you know, will have an allergy to peanuts. But the problem is there's so many peanut-type flavorings and peanuts added into food that you know people may not know. You know, and people could say, all right, well, fine, I won't eat peanut butter, I won't eat peanuts, I won't eat Snickers. But it's more than that. A lot of these have sauces or peanuts within the salads or within the you know, within the main course. Now, of course, many of us that are allergic to peanuts, we walk around with an EpiPen, an epinephrine-type pen that we could stab ourselves with if we ever go into anaphylactic shock. But I would much rather see us being able to desensitize us. Apparently what patients do is they hold a liquid that has peanut powder under their tongue for a couple minutes, and then they swallow it. And then as long as they do well, then they go and they get a little bit more. And this oral challenge appeared to help people, and they were able to desensitize the subjects to the peanuts. Pretty cool stuff. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. God bless.
Take me down. You know, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.